I'm gonna give 10 life lessons about trials and tribulations. We are in an era where we want to give up on life that easily on a daily basis because of the situation, the circumstance, the problem that we are going through. I'm going to outline them from 1 to 10. And may you be blessed by guidance of the Holy Spirit. Number 1, it is important to understand that trials are part of God's work in our lives. I will say it again. It is important to understand that trials are part of God's work of our lives, of our destiny, of our purpose. God never says, "Oops, I blundered or I made a mistake." My Bible professor always used to say this. God is in control of the trials. That's deep. God is not on his throne, wringing or folding his hands as he waits for the outcome of events. No. I can be confident that God is working through that trial for his glory. He helps me to stop worrying about how things are going to work out. The reality is that my heart is at peace when I remember that God promises to work for his glory and our internal good. Pain is not without purpose. I'll say it again. Pain is not without purpose. So be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. Psalm 46 verse 10. And we know, scripture goes on to say in Romans 8:28. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good. Amen. Life lesson number 2. Trials put God's power on display. Trials put God's power on display. It's an opportunity for God's power to be exhibited around our lives. When God allows you and I to step into a trial, he may be getting ready to work for his glory. I mean, historically or biblically speaking, this is how God prefers to work. Remember Gideon. He started off with an army of 1/5 the size of the Midianites. And God even made the odds of that event worse. Judges chapter 7 verse 2 tells us that the Lord said to Gideon, "The people with you are too many for me to give the Midianites into your hand, lest Israel boast over me, saying, 'My own hand has saved me.'" Imagine, Gideon is going to face an enemy, a force to reckon with. He's only got a handful of men. And as he's about to engage this enemy, the Lord tells them, send half of your men back. I just want a few of them. So that when you win this war, you should know. So that you don't come and say, I but you should come and say, the Lord won the battle for me. So God uses trials to show that he alone deserves the credit, the glory, the honor. Amen. Trials make it clear to the world that I, as an individual, as Alexander, I am not in control. Everyone can see that I don't have the ability or strength to overcome the problem. Therefore, when God works, he gets all the glory and not me. Amen. Life lesson number 3. Trials prepare me for service. Even the little trials, they prepare me. Now, here's the bad news. When God works in a big way, it often involves one of his servants facing a big trial. So we need to be ready for big storms and trials. How can we be prepared? For instance, for a little trial. All I say in my spirit is, I want God to trust me with his big tasks. But God doesn't give us the big tasks without testing us in the little things. Hello? Every trial God sends, even our daily frustrations, are meant to test us and grow us stronger. If I want God to use me for bigger things, I must pass the little tests first. If I don't pass the little tests, why should I expect God to trust me with greater things? As I look back on the last 5 years of serving as a minister in the gospel, God has usually used trials. If I wasn't in one trial, I was getting ready to begin another trial. It's the same as our physical body grows stronger through the trials of exercise. Our soul, too, grows stronger through the trials of life. Without trials, our body and soul become weak. There's an old adage that says, soldiers realize that it is war that makes generals. Can I get an amen to that? So we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that the suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, who has been given to us. Romans chapter 5, verse 3 to 5. Life lesson number 4. Trials sanctify us. Trials sanctify us. I personally, as Alexander, I do not always handle trials well. I would like to believe that the reason why God moved me from one country to another was to teach me on how to be patient, like I really am in ministry right now. When things don't go as planned, the traffic of the trials is endless. There's the ministry struggles, financials, health matters. It's at that moment that I always realize how impatient a human being is without God on his side. But I remember the words that it is war that makes generals. Trials can reveal how impatient one is. It can reveal your anger. It can reveal your complaining spirit. It reveals what is inside of you. It can reveal that volcano of the lava inside you. It can reveal how you blow up easily in under pressure. In short, trials reveal weaknesses and produce strength in the end. They give birth to strength. They reveal our inner sin. So it is for this I believe that God's trials have been the greatest instrument for my growth as a man of God. And that is why I love my favorite scripture from James chapter 1 verse 2, or you can even take it to 4. And it says, "Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds. For you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness. And let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing." My, I love that verse. Let's go to life lesson number 5. Trials make me and you depend on God. Trials make you and me depend on God. God uses trials to turn my dependency fully on Him. He wants me to cling to Him and find peace in Him alone and not in man. It is important to understand that the greatest battle that is waged each day for the glory of God is not the one around me. It is the one in me. The greatest battle is inside of us. Amen. My sinful heart does not want to relinquish control. Man's heart wants to have control over situations, over matters, over feelings, over emotions. But again, trials are God's tool to break my dependency on self so that I can trust in Him alone. Trials make it clear that God alone deserves the recognition and honor when a situation has been sorted out. Listen to this. God chose what is low and despised in the world. Things that are not to bring to nothing. Things that are, so that no human being might boast in the presence of God, as it is written, "Let the one who boast in the Lord." We find that in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, 28, 29 to 31. Let's go to life lesson number 6. Trials show that God is dependable. Trials show that God is dependable. As I go through trials, other people are watching. They are watching to see if I respond in faith as a man of God. Having peace in the midst of comfort is normal. But having peace in the midst of trials is not normal. But trials give me an opportunity to speak about the hope that I have in Christ Jesus. If you and I complain or have a bad attitude when we are facing trials, we forfeit the opportunity to speak the greatness of God, even to non-believers. So God entrusts you and me with trials so that we can be a light to everybody else. So let us not waste that kind of opportunity when it's given to us. Amen. First Peter 3:14-15 says, but if you have suffered for righteousness' sake, you will be blessed. Have no fear of them, nor be bothered or nor be troubled, but in your hearts honor Christ the Lord as holy, always being prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks you to reason of the hope this is in you. Don't waste opportunities. That's what scripture is talking about. When there is time to boast in the Lord, do it. Show His power. Amen. Life lesson number 7. Trials show us and others that God is infinitely valuable. Trials show us and others that God is infinitely valuable. As you and me go through life's trials, or as we lose peace daily, as we lose our joy, and people that don't believe in God are watching and they are laughing, they are watching to see if you respond in joy. Unfortunately, joy in the midst of loss is not a default setting, but neither should your default be complaining. Get rid of that setting in your spirit. Self-pity and seeking sympathy should be rebuked. The reality is that Jesus is better than anything this world has to offer. Jesus teaches us through trials and loss that He alone is the treasure and great reward. He lived a life of trials, but He still endured in joy. The reality, yes, is that loss hurts a lot. But my joy is in something that cannot be shaken. Please write that down. My joy is in something that cannot be shaken or broken. It is called the unshakable joy in God. We are told of a story in the Bible of a gentleman by the name of Job. When you go in Job chapter 1, verse 21, he says, even if we lose everything, God is still enough. Through tears, we can say with Job, the Lord gave and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Listen to this, brethren. Though the fig tree should not blossom, no fruit be on the vines, the produce of the olive fail, and fields yield no food, the flock be cut off from the fold, and there be no herd in the stores, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will take joy in the God of my salvation. God the Lord is my strength. We find this in Habakkuk chapter 3. No matter how bad things go, how plans look like they have gone the other side, Habakkuk there is saying that he will rejoice in the Lord, the God of his salvation. So the God of my salvation, the God of your salvation. Amen. Life's lesson number 8. Trials are opportunity for reward. Tell yourself that God entrusts me with trials as a gift. Take it as a gift. If you tell yourself, if I respond to the trials in faith and holiness, I can have joy in the fact that I am storing up rewards in heaven. Amen. If you respond to trials with fear and complaints, you miss out on the opportunity of that reward. Life lesson number 9. Trials may be spiritual warfare. This is very important to know. It involves a lot of spiritual maturity. Years back, when the Lord told me to sojourn to a land I did not know of, I had to leave my children behind. I'd leave my family, I'd leave my comfort zone behind and venture into territories far away from home that I did not know, with no money on me. The only money I had was money that was put, that the Lord blessed me through a lady that believed in the calling of God upon my life. She took that money and she put in the car full tank. And she told me, listen to God and go wherever you are going to go. And I started off by faith. I was in the wilderness because I started facing spiritual warfare at that moment. You see, I didn't have to fear of the devil and his warfare, because I understood that Satan is like a dog on a leash that God is walking. I understood that, like Job, the devil or Satan can only do to me what God permits him or allows him to do to me. God can allow Satan to harm me today, but it's always for a purpose. And it will always be for my eternal good. That was my understanding when I started off on that journey. Satan tried to discourage me, like he will try to discourage you today, so that I could give up, but I never gave up. He attacked my health. He attacked my family's health. He sent a myriad of trials. But I did not let him. For my focus, my eyes were we're pierced on God. We're pierced on Jesus. That is where my focus was. So you too, if you are getting bombarded by life's trials right now, take heart and let your eyes be focused on the Lord. Warfare simply says the devil is not happy with something over your life and ministry and purpose. So he's bringing confusion and distraction so that he can let you lose focus. That is why Psalm 27 verse 14 says, wait for the Lord, be strong and let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord. John 4:4 says, he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. Amen. And the last life lesson, trials may be for discipline. Let us start with the heart. We should always examine our hearts on a daily basis. We should examine our intentions towards people around us. We should examine our hearts towards our partners, towards God. Examine your heart. Do I really love this woman? Or am I just there because of what comes with her? Hey, do I really love this man? Or the truth is I just want the kind of life he can give me. Do I really want to be with my business partner? Is it just because he's connected to the most solid people on earth? Do I really, really love God? Do I really trust God? Self-examine your heart on a daily basis. Start by doing that every morning. God has been known to use mostly trials and sicknesses to get our attention. So that our own sin can be revealed. That is why you find that husbands have left their wives. They have gone away for 2 years. Married, maybe stayed with another woman. When they've fallen sick, they found their way back to their wives. Because God has used it to get their attention, to see, to reveal their sin. So if you examine your heart on a daily basis, you begin to love your Father in heaven more. And he restores your fellowship with him. He restores your relationships with the people around you. You become a genuine person. Hebrew 12 tells us that do not regard lightly the discipline of the Lord. Nor be wary when reproved by him. For the Lord disciplines the ones he loves. He will discipline you because he loves you. So trials may be for discipline. King David once said, search me, O God, and know my heart. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And see if there be any grievous ways in me. And lead me into the way of everlasting. Psalm 139:23-24. Very powerful psalm there. So those are 10 life lessons about trials and tribulations. Number one, trials are part of God's work. Number two, trials put God's power on display. Number three, trials prepare me for the service, even in the little trials. Number four, trials sanctify me. Number five, trials make me depend on God. Number six, trials show others that God is dependable. Number seven, trials show us and others that God is infinitely valuable. And number eight, trials are an opportunity for reward. Number nine, trials may be spiritual warfare. And number 10, trials may be for discipline. This is Alexander M.C.K. Chileshe. I pray thee that you find wisdom and comfort in these 10 life's trials, and may you be blessed as you begin to change accordingly in the name of Jesus Christ, Son of the Living God. You are blessed beyond measure. Shalom.